We believe that you are strong by design, and you were made in God's image to have a strong body, mind, and spirit. You're listening to the number one Strength and Health Authority podcast in the world. So let's get ready to unlock your potential and transform your life in today's episode.
Good day, listener. It is Coach Brian here, bringing you another incredible episode here with the Strong by Design podcast. Welcome on this beautiful day. Hopefully you're off to a great start. And I'm excited for the conversation that you're going to listen in on. And this is going to be one that is definitely going to change your life in many ways, not just physically, but spiritually, emotionally, and relationally, even financially. And we're going to talk about that later on. But I just wanted to welcome you to our channel today. This is your first time listening to the Strong Bodies on podcast. Welcome. As always, you are more than welcome to be listening to us, and we appreciate you picking us out of the hundreds of thousands of other channels you could be listening to on this day. And hopefully we're not going to leave you empty-handed. We're not going to disappoint. And for all those return listeners, thank you so much for coming back and choosing us. And yeah, so today's guest, I don't want to call him a guest. He's my friend. He was actually, we're going to talk about this again later on, but he was kind of my boss / colleague / mentor / motivator. And now we've kind of parted ways a little bit from the business side, but our families are friends. We belong to the same church. We still do life together. And I don't want to keep him in silence any longer. His name is Matt O'Brien of Triumph Fitness down here in Largo, Florida. Welcome, Matt.
Welcome. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here, and thank you for that background story. And I would definitely classify us as friends, and we actually probably spend more time together now than we did when we were working together. So
yeah. When I moved down to Florida with my wife, Matt was one of the reasons, one of the main reasons why I moved down here to work with him and his organization. And the trainer's life is not as glamorous as many make it out to be. I mean, it is no joke. It's the hours. I mean, obviously we worked in the same building, the same room, but we rarely had time to talk to each other just because it's from one client to the next. Or if it's not here, we're out the door. We're on the phone call trying to schedule appointments, land sales. But now, like you just said, we see more of each other now than we did when we were actually working. So who are you, Matt? I know who you are, but share with us your backstory. Give our listeners a little bit of more about who you are, where your strengths are. Just share with our audience who you are.
Yeah, I think going back quite a few years now, I'm in my early 50s, had a dream in seventh grade to serve our country. Got a beautiful tour of the Air Force Academy in Colorado and kind of made it a goal in seventh grade to go there when I grew up. And fortunately, I had the opportunity to fulfill that goal. And I thought it was my God-given destiny to become a fighter pilot and serve our country in the Air Force. And so having the opportunity to go to other schools because of my athletic ability or my academic ability in some cases, it still took me an extra year to get into the Air Force Academy, and was the power of a goal. And I got there and found out after my second year that God had other plans, and they do in your second year at the academy. At that time, you were guaranteed a pilot training spot as long as you graduated, and they do a pilot physical after your sophomore year, because once you start your junior year, you incur a commitment. And so during that physical, they said, oh, you passed. And I was like, awesome. They said, well, there's a problem. You had one little thing with your eye, left eye, on your entrance pilot or physical. And so they sent me to an optometrist and determined that superior oblique palsy in my left eye, which is a fancy way of saying a little muscle in my left eye that controls movement, was weak. And so they said, you know, I got the, I mean, no other way to think of it, but it was devastating news.
Yeah.
That you're not going to be able to fly. So this goal that I had since seventh grade was suddenly, you know, literally stripped away from me. And, you know, one utterance of from the doctor, and I remember driving back to my dorm and pulling over and just kind of looking out over the mountains, which is a beautiful part of Colorado, and just kind of like, you know, asking myself, you know, what next? And I think that's what kind of through that process of learning, you know, you can plan all you want, but sometimes, you know, God has other plans for you. I kind of had to shift gears and pivot and kind of went into more of a health and fitness. And I was actually in hospital administration for a while in my military career. And through that, ended up after I got out of the military as an operation manager at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. And this is where the risk taker entrepreneurial heart that I've always had kicked in. And I started moonlighting as a personal trainer before and after work, which is kind of a necessary evil in New York City. If anybody's lived there,
yeah,
you know, the cost of living is insane. So even though I was making a nice salary as an operations manager, it was not enough to pay rent. So I took the chance. After I was moonlighting, I said, you know, this is my passion. This is my dream. So I left a good, safe job in a beautiful location, beautiful business company. You know, my office was, you know, 2 billion square feet of the most expensive art in the world, and started Triumph in New York City in 1998, and kind of wrote the business plan way back then. And this is also a good testimony of the power of persistence. Here we are 21 years later, and finally seeing all aspects of that business plan come to fruition.
Yeah.
So it's been a crazy journey.
And I can see, and the living testimony of that is because a few years ago, we were working together in a much smaller facility. And the conversation that always came up was, we need more space. I want more space. If we have more space, this will happen. And it was so much vision casting back in those days. And now sitting in your brand new, beautiful facility down here in Largo, that is, it's just so... It's just so cool to see from where you were a few years ago to where it is now. And it's only a testament to persistence, but also taking that risk and that leap of faith that God had for you and just being like, all right, I don't know where I'm going next, but this is, we're going to roll with it and see what happens. So to being a trainer in the city, being in the military, being persistent in with that entrepreneurial mindset, let's fast forward to today. Triumph, by the way, is spelled differently. So explain that, because I know a lot of people ask that question. Oh, why are you spelling it spelling it differently? So tell us why Triumph is Triumph.
Yeah, and this is my sign off of all the videos and anytime I communicate is we spell Triumph TRYUMPH, and I like to say and sign off all my videos with the why in Triumph is you. And that's what I believe. I mean, in the success of the clients I have the fortune to work with, the big difference maker I've learned over 20 plus years of helping facilitate transformations and weight loss and health improvement is having people connect with a why, W-H-Y, that is more powerful than the self-limiting beliefs that we all have. And if I can get somebody to connect that dot to an emotional reason that's more powerful than the distractions we're going to confront and the obstacles we're going to confront and the stresses of life and raising kids and having bosses that don't see eye to eye with us, you know, it's just a necessary part of the transformation process, whether that's health related, growth in your own business, taking that entrepreneurial leap. So the why is, like I said, the why in Triumph is you, but I also like to think it's a reminder to myself that my why is helping other people triumph. So whenever I see the logo with that why, just reminds me that I'm here to serve, and that motivates me to get more knowledgeable, do the research. How can I help evolve the process to help more people more successfully than what I did yesterday? And so that's part of the growth and development as a health coach that the why in Triumph reminds me of too. So I think it serves multiple purposes, but that's the long-winded explanation of the why. There's a why in Triumph.
Thank you so much for listening to the Strong by Design podcast. If you find our show helpful in any way, please let us know by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. Go to strongbydesignpodcast.com. Your review will help us reach more listeners and continue to change lives. Let's get back to the show.
Yeah, and I'm sitting across from your bookshelf, and there's that book with by Simon Sinek that's staring right at me saying, start with why.
Exactly.
And it pretty much summarizes everything you do here at Triumph, not only in your facility, but also on the internet. I mean, you're doing a lot of cool things, getting as much information as possible into the hands and in front of the eyes is of all people who need this. And it's just, it's when people put their lives in when they have a better perspective of their life, a lot of people don't know why they exist. A lot of people don't know their purpose. A lot of people don't know where to go next. And through your experience, through your knowledge, through just your hardships and your successes, what are a few things that kept you going and kept you pursuing your why? And then how are you taking that information and helping other people? And I obviously know the physical side, but spend a couple of minutes talking about like the mental training, the emotional coaching that you do, and how that makes a huge impact on anybody you deal with.
Yeah, I think, you know, personally, it's always been a strong driver in my own life as far as we're talking about the physicality of exercise, and just in my spiritual beliefs. You know, it's my most intimate moments with God actually have been in the hardship and pain and suffering that comes with exercise. And it's kind of, whether it's the, you know, just the endorphins opening those channels so I can hear God's voice, or just being in a space where I'm not filling my life with distractions, I'm just one-on-one, it creates this very intimate experience for me. And that's always been kind of such a security blanket in my own life. And you know, one of my scriptural go-tos is Romans 12:1, where we can plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. So it's kind of, and then it goes on, let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. And this is the true way to worship him. And that's kind of a mantra to me, that, you know, physical fitness, taking care of our health is so important at a foundational level, that I want to share that with other people. And so that's always been a driver. And as I've evolved and learned through humility and persistence and sacrifice, and not always, things don't ever happen according to your plan. I really feel like I was telling Brian on when I was showing around this facility, it's kind of the field of dreams, and writing a business plan 20 years ago, finally having what I envisioned then, with all the tools and resources that we have to help people. But at the end of the day, circling back to your question, it boils down to knowing the seeing the light in somebody, that light bulb or that light that's in everybody, get to shine again. And a lot of people, because of the circumstances of their life and have just let their health, you know, especially moms, my heart, I have such a heart for moms because of, you know, that's the hardest job on the planet. And, you know, and the sacrifice they make every day. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the repercussions of that is that, you know, they do everything for everybody else and their own health can suffer. And so when I get a chance to work with a mom, whether she's an empty nester, has paid her dues, or is struggling to try to make time for herself, that's one of my huge passions in sharing a story. I've worked with thousands of people over the last 20 plus years, and I had a client named Julie, and if you're listening, I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm. But she came in to me in July, and honestly, the busiest person, justifiably the busiest person. A lot of people say they're busy, and it's just they have a life full of distractions. This is somebody, you know, not a single mom. Her husband, who they have a great relationship, but his life circumstances, he travels 3 weeks out of the month. She runs a veterinarian practice as not only the main veterinarian, but also the business manager. And she has three kids between the ages of 10 and 16 that are all in after school activities. So you kind of get this picture. When I was sitting down with her, I'm like, you know, when can we carve out some time for you in this week of serving others? And, you know, so literally it came down to 5:30 a.m. 2 days a week for 20 minutes that she could devote to some form of physical exercise, and one meeting with me once a week. And we talk about the why. We talk about giving her the tools and the system to integrate in her realistic circumstances. And what I'm so proud of is that helping her through the process, you know, she's coming up on her, by the time this goes live, probably will be at the 50-pound benchmark, you know, in weight loss and getting to that identity of the person that's inside of everybody I get to the chance to work with. So if I can facilitate turning that light back on, and that's the reward that comes with what myself and other health coaches get to do. And if you're a health coach or a trainer and you're listening to this, you know, that's our reward. And any mm-hmm. person I get to mentor, you know, I say, if you're not in it to help other people win their victories, then, you know, this isn't the career for you. And like you said, it's such a sacrifice being a trainer and the hours. And I would like to say for Brian, getting to see him transition to, you know, as both of us being fathers of young boys and, you know, having a life that he's so passionate about and having more time with your family was refreshing. And we both getting to live our dreams out and help people and in similar and different ways at the same time. And that's what it's all about, is just helping others and giving people the tools. So that's my driver and motivation. And if I can help, you know, and then getting back to a little bit of spirituality, it's like if you can turn the light back on, it will push away the darkness in somebody's life. And that's what I believe, and that's what drives me. So answer. But
no, I appreciate that. And there's so much truth within everything you just said. It's people, first of all, people have a hard time accepting who they are if they can find out who they are at their core. And it's through a series of meetings with not just you, but all these different things, all these different factors that come into people's lives. They have to do some soul searching. They have to dig down deep and say, why am I doing this? Why do I want to lose weight? Why are these things happening in my life? And then once you start putting things in order, and when things start happening in order, like you get your health back, you start losing some weight, all these things kind of get better. Not saying you're not, I'm not guaranteeing or promising things will get better, but that's how the body works, and that's how energy works, and that's how relationships work. If you put some time and effort into something, whether it's anything,
and you start doing what is necessary in that position, all of a sudden you're going to be like, wow, things are actually kind of going in my favor. You know, the cards are not stacked against me anymore. They're, and that's the approach that you have, is not just a physical transformation thing that you're doing here at Triumph, but you're doing coaching. You're doing all different types of physical, or excuse me, I shouldn't say physical, but all different types of personal coaching. And it's not just, we don't call it a fitness trainer. It's a personal trainer. It's a personal life coach. It's a health coach. It leaves everything open to interpretation, saying, all right, tell me about your weekend. Oh, well, this happened. And most of the time it's not, oh, I tripped over this rock and I scraped my knee. No, it's like, oh, I got a bad email that so-and-so was just diagnosed with something. It's like, we connect, and that's why we do what we do, is because we love people. We're called to help people. And when we help people, that fills us up. It's a ripple effect. The more people that we're able to help, they're going to eventually help other people, because, and this is one of the things that our church fully believes in, is found people find people. If we as a community, if we're able to get better, improve, wouldn't we want someone else to get better and improve as well? So if I lose 50 pounds and that's kind of exciting, or I hit a new benchmark with a certain type of lift, or hit a PR in a 5K, you're going to be excited and want to share that with somebody. And then all of a sudden it's a positive review for what they just did. Like, hey, I just ran my fastest 5K. Someone else be like, oh, cool, I've always wanted to start a 5K. Well, you should start training with me. Oh, do you train with a team? Yeah, I train over. And all of a sudden, now you're building a community of healthy individuals, and it's a ripple effect. You throw a little bit of one rock, tiny rock, in a still lake, the entire lake will feel its effects.
Looking to win some free Critical Bench swag? Here's how. Subscribe to the Strong by Design podcast on iTunes, and then visit us on Instagram. At the Critical Bench to let us know you're a subscriber. Be sure to DM us to get your free gifts.
So let's keep moving on, and because I really want to get to the meat of what you do here at Triumph. Now, over the course of your 20 plus years of Triumph and things like that, you wrote a book, and I love the title of the book. It's comical. It's ironic. And I want us to spend a few minutes here. So the name of the book is The Magic Pill. I love it. And it's so fitting for what's inside the book. So what led you to writing this book? And just tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, I think being, as you know, when you're training somebody and you're spending in an hour or 30 minutes, you know, you don't get the level of depth of conversation or time to really go into. I'm a big believer in educating the mind. An educated mind will not always make the perfect decisions, but you know, when you have more information to go off of, when you make a decision, hopefully 8 times out of 10, you'll make the right decision that's supportive of your goals or your health. And so the driver for writing the book for me was, like, you know, I have all this information because I'm just a passionate reader and researcher, because I'm driving that why, my own why. I wanted to put together all of those, the research and the tools, into kind of one place that for those people that want to invest the time in their health and in their wellness and in their longevity, that they would have a resource to go to. And the subtitle is Your Prescription for a Longer, Healthier, and Happier Life. And, you know, it was published a while back, but a lot of the things that I had in there and predict are kind of mainstream topics today. And so maybe I was a little ahead of my time, but it's funny story with the magic pill was, I had in our old space, had a poster at one point advertising the book, and it wasn't that uncommon that people would come in and say, hey, I want to buy the pill. What is the pill? And I literally got to the point where I was like, you know what? I should just put some fish oil capsules in a bottle. Sell them like, this is the magic pill. It's $500.
Don't tell anybody. Well, tell everybody.
Yeah, tell everybody. Take this pill, and if you don't live until 100, come back and see me, and I'll give you your $500 back. In any case, I think the punchline of the title is the magic pill is everybody wants, to live longer, feel better, have more energy, sleep better, look better, fit into their clothes, have no depression, get rid of stress.
So wait, you're saying people want a perfect life?
They want all those things. And the introduction of the book is like, those things are all available to you with a small, relatively speaking, investment of time, energy, and resources. You can have all those things with movement. So movement is the magic pill. And just making the time, and I say that throughout the book, you got to make the time. Just like anything in life that you want to improve at or be more successful at. So take marriage, for example. So many people will invest money in, $5 lattes, and they'll spend money on things that give them pleasure. But I know few couples, unfortunately, that won't invest into their marriage. And I know it's a little off topic, but definitely one of my passion projects, because both of us have invested time, energy, and resources into our marriages, and they only get better.
Yeah. Just like, absolutely. Yeah, it's crazy that, and I just saw something on Facebook. It said you'd rather spend $100 on, or spending $100 on something you don't need is okay, but spending $50 for a month gym membership is too expensive.
Exactly.
It's a wise investment, and you know the return.
Exactly.
So keep going.
So that's why, you gotta, I like to use a financial analogy in terms of our health, small investments. So if you're in your 20s and you're listening to this, please get started. It's like, just like a financial advisor, say invest $5 a week now in your 20s or $50 a month, it's the power of compounding interest. And our health is the same way. The earlier you start, the more cumulative, that interest builds, the more lasting the benefits. And it's way easier to prevent a disease or health condition than it is to reverse it. Now, that being said, if you're in your 50s or 60s or 70s, it's never, never, ever too late. And in fact, in the magic pill, I quote a few studies. I call them the nursing home studies, that where people even in their 90s were able to do with a trainer supervised exercise, and from a physiological standpoint documented by muscle biopsies as well as a objective standpoint of their results, they were able to determine even in your 90s you can reverse the effects of a sedentary lifestyle. And so one of my many passion projects is to, and that was kind of circling back to your question, the magic pill was, getting people or inspiring people or motivating people or educating people to take a step in the direction of investing some time into their health, because collectively, as a citizen of this nation, the repercussions for us not taking care of our health is trickling down into our resources that our country has to now having to direct to healthcare expenses and away from education and military and national defense and so many other things. If we don't do something about it, and that's what motivates Brian and I in our professions, we're going to all suffer the consequences and not be the great nation that we are today.
Yeah, and I'm not knocking all those people who want to protect the environment, but if people were so passionate about other things, about themselves as they are other things, I think things would be a lot differently. Just same thing with marriage. It's like, you got to find out what your priorities are first. If you don't care about your marriage, then don't put any effort into that. But I think marriage is something that we should kind of put up there as like a priority. Same thing with our spiritual faith. Like, where are we going to, what's going to happen to us when we die? Like, what's our reasoning for being here? That's kind of important.
Thank you so much for listening to the Strong by Design podcast. If you're enjoying today's show, please subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Go to strongbydesignpodcast.com. Let's get back to the show.
It kind of breaks down, you said movement, but that's kind of metaphorically speaking, because movement is an action, and not, we're not talking physical movement. We're talking movement in the sense of mentally moving to make a decision. And I love that this has like a three-part system to it that in my experience and knowledge, it's a no-brainer. But to somebody that's might be skeptic and be like, oh, there's got to be more to it. Quickly break down like the three-part system and how you've seen it impact people's lives.
In terms of mind, body, and spirit, I think, or you could call it the mindset part, the physical part, as well as the nutritional part. That's kind of, I don't know if that's what you're alluding to.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
This is something, if nothing else, if you get no takeaway from listening to this and investing that time, I want the listeners to, if you're listening to us now, to understand that if you can tap into the power of the human mind, you will be unstoppable. And to illustrate this point, I love to share the study that was done in, you know, Harvard medical students way back in 1972. Dr. Harry Beecher, and I don't know if this would fly ethically in today's world in terms of how FDA studies get approved, but they literally gave half of the students and medical students at Harvard University a red pill and told them that was amphetamine, not just any amphetamine, the super brand new state of the art, best research new amphetamine. And as future doctors, you need to experience what your patients are going to experience. So that was kind of the setup. And then the other half were given a blue pill and told them that was a barbiturate or a sedative. They need to experience this and document the results. And when I always set this up in my workshops and seminars, people, I'm like, what do you think happened? And most people think it was a placebo study and they were just, sugar pills. But the reality was the people that got the red pill and were told it was an amphetamine actually got the sedative. And the other half that got the blue pill, which was a sedative, actually got the amphetamine. Hmm. And so the fascinating part to me, and I read this long time ago and I never forgot it, and it really planted a seed in my head on belief. And the result of the study was like over 83% of the time, I believe, somewhere in that neighborhood, they experienced the symptoms of what they thought they got. So if they were told they got an amphetamine, when it was really a sedative, they got hyped up and full of energy, and vice versa for the people that got the amphetamine and thought it was a sedative. So the takeaway, and this is what I want people to understand, is your beliefs, what you program your mind to believe, is so powerful. Mm-hmm. It is your mind, and unfortunately, then it gets into internal locus of control versus external. If you're going to let circumstances and people and getting stuck in, traffic or somebody cutting you off, dictate the quality of your life, you're going to be in for a long road of misery. And just understand that you have, through a mindset shift, the opportunity to discover happiness. And that is the third, or maybe that was the three parts, the longer, healthier, happier life. But happiness eludes so many people. But it's really, I like to say, happiness is a choice and beliefs create reality. Mm. So just understand the power of your mind to make your life better or to make your life worse. And later on, I'm going to talk about my 4-0. I want to give people something that will help you. And I call it my 4-0s to grow system to overcome any challenge or obstacle in your life. So I'll tee that up for
Yeah.
A little bait here.
I'm excited for that. And I know previous guests we've had on the Strong by Design podcast, a lot of people, one guy in particular, Todd Durkin, and I know he's a valued guy of yours, a mentor, protege, you name it, he is it to you. And he's huge on getting your right mindset. He's called the Mind Right Maniac.
Exactly.
And it really is fascinating just how powerful our thought is. If we, and I say this a lot, not just to my wife or my kids or really to anybody, but you can pretty much manifest whatever you want to happen. Now, obviously, if you keep saying, "Oh, I'm going to be the president, I'm going to be the president, I'm going to be the president," chances are you probably won't be the president, but you might get on track to becoming the president. And obviously, external influences and circumstances might dictate that answer. But what you can do on a daily basis, instead of saying, "I'm overweight, I don't look good in this, I'm not happy," all you need to do is, like you just said, happiness is a choice. You flip that switch and saying, "I am happy with the way I look, but I want to get a little bit better. I want to make a positive change today. I can do this. I've got this." Mm-hmm. You know, so having that quick flip of a switch of just changing your thought at even the smallest level can make a huge impact down the road. And I love how you said it's compounding. Mm-hmm. One positive affirmation today, one tomorrow, one the next day, and one and so on and so forth. And then you look back, you're like, wow, for the past 100 days, I had all these positive affirmations. And now it's become a habit or a ritual or a mantra that you might fully believe in. And now you're going to start living that out because that's all you're familiar with rather than negativity. And the mindset is definitely a huge shift for people. And a lot, it will put people in their out of their comfort zone to think of something that they're not comfortable thinking. But once you get, and I'm sure you see it all the time, it's people will be like, "Oh, that's not so bad as I thought it was," or "It's a lot easier than I thought it was going to be." And then they're going to be like, once you start seeing fruits of the labor, they're going to only want more. Same thing same thing with investing in your marriage. If you invest a little bit in your marriage, the rewards are going to be, chances are, it's going to be a little bit of a happier marriage. Now, with the going from mindset, how is community involved? Now, I know you have an incredible community here in your organization and your team and all that. How big of a role is community with everything that you're doing and everything you believe in?
Community is huge. And for some, just looking at the people I get to work with, you know, for some, that community is just me or one of our other health coaches in the beginning, just giving them somebody besides themselves that they can confide in and listen to their challenges and, you know, be someone that can support them and encourage them and facilitate that mindset shift. That's a mouthful. Say that five times fast. Come on. Funny. But facilitating that mindset shift. So for a lot of my clients, I am the initial community and belief system for them. And then I kind of use a little bit of a bait and switch tactic to expose them to the movement and exercise that can be, quite frankly, intimidating, confusing for a lot of people. But we believe massively in the power of community, and much like the community at our church, it's such a powerful, I like to use the analogy that the community is the magnet that attracts people back. And when you have a powerful community, the stronger that community, the more powerful that magnetic attraction is. I'd like to think the workouts we program here are amazing, but I know it's the community that is what draws them back to the at least the workout portions of what we do here. And just watching, I think one of my most proudest That's a double imperative. My proudest moments, my eighth grade English teacher would be upset with me. Mrs. Paulson, if you're listening, most proud moments was a client that I had nothing to do with other than help her get signed up. And just from the power of the community and just asking people and people supporting her and helping her and encouraging her, you know, she was able to go from a size 8 down to a size 2 with no interaction from me other than getting her signed up and turning her over into our group fitness training. And so that was kind of a testimony to the power of the community and just how people look out for each other in life circumstances. So that's definitely important. And I tell people all the time, if you're trying to do this on your own, human beings are like water. We're going to take the path of least resistance. Mm. You need to get plugged into a community or at the very least an accountability partner, a trainer, a coach. On coaching, like, you know, look at all these, the most successful, talented athletes, vocalists, mm-hmm. musicians, actors in the world. Every single one of them has a team of coaches they work with over the years to get to where they are. And so the power of a great coach or a good coach can be a difference maker. And, you know, that can be your community in the beginning of support mm-hmm. to help manifest change. And I always challenge my clients too, like, you know, I am pour a lot of or invest a lot of my time and energy into them in hopes that we do get that ripple effect. And, you know, so they through our community will pay it forward and help somebody else. And so that's always exciting to see. And that's ultimately why Triumph Fitness evolved into Triumph Nation, which is our movement. And I say Triumph Nation, join the movement, because the community aspect is because of, and I was like, did you want, I was wondering if you watch my seminar, because I talked about exactly about the ripple effect and mm-hmm. and I had a picture. And but that's the challenge in that seminar is to, you know, pay it forward so that we can individually be healthier and happier, but then, you know, help somebody else, show them, give them some resources or some tools or some recipes or whatever mm-hmm. to help them along the journey. And, you know, that's the power of community that is unstoppable and, you know, works great in the most successful churches is because of the community aspect.
Looking to win some free Critical Bench swag? Here's how. Subscribe to the Strong by Design podcast on iTunes and then visit us on Instagram at The Critical Bench to let us know you're a subscriber. Be sure to DM us to get your free gifts.
Yeah, we're in this race together, this race called life. And we've all, everybody listening, everybody that we encounter has been in a situation where they've tried something by themselves and they wish they had somebody there alongside them, whether it's going through a divorce, whether it's going through a death, whether it's going through even success. We're like, I am so successful right now. I need people to help me manage my success. We're not meant to do life alone. And that's why I love our church and the whole church in itself is that we're not made to be on an island of one. We're made to be in a downtown city metropolis as a network, as a city, bouncing ideas off of each other, leaning on each other's back, crying on each other's shoulders. Like, we're there. It's a support system. And if you want to exercise, go. Gyms are everywhere. Just as popular as coffee shops are on every corner, gyms are popping up left and right. However, gyms are also closing down left and right. And I know you're gonna answer that, but it's a rhetorical question. Why do you think gyms are closing down? It's because people aren't coming back. That's the only reason why. And why aren't they coming back? Not because they're not getting a good workout. Anybody can give a good workout. If you want a good workout, go to YouTube and search. There's mm-hmm. so many free workouts on there that you would think this world would be full of healthy people. You can master the piano, become a grand pianist by watching YouTube. You can become a chief electrician mm-hmm. for an airline company through YouTube. But why aren't more people becoming masters? It's because they're sitting in their house watching a video, not doing anything. They're not moving. They're not taking action. And they don't have anybody to hold them accountable. So that's why these organizations and these gyms like Triumph is staying, having their lights on and keeping their doors open, is because people are coming back. People are sharing the good news of success and life transformation. And that's what draws people back in the doors and saying, you got to check this place out. You're going to feel right at home. And that's so important for businesses when someone says that, rather than, oh, they're moderately priced. I like the ambiance. I like the music. That, no, people say, oh yeah, you're going to have a great feel. Mention my name, you know, or this guy will be there, or this guy will be there. You're going to feel right at home. I remember when I trained a bunch of kids, the first thing that the parents would say when picking their kids up is, did you have fun? If the kid didn't have fun, they're not going to come back. Had nothing to do with my ability to coach or to train or to instruct. Everything came down to my ability to keep that kid feeling welcomed, feeling a part of the team, feeling a part of the tribe or the community. And you do a phenomenal job here. But I want to shift gears a little bit, because I definitely want to leave time for your next big venture that you're starting up here very soon. But I love including some tangible action items that our guests, you in this situation, can give to someone that they can start implementing today to start their journey or keep on their journey, pressing forward to becoming more triumphant. What would you say to somebody either just starting out, or to somebody who's on a roadblock, or even someone on a mountaintop? What would you say to them?
I think I'm going to get into the perfect answer is this, what I call my 4 O's to grow system. But as an incentive, as bait on the lure for people out there that are struggling with all those benefits I talked about, exercise, this one probably will hit closest to home. And I call it the healthy addiction. We all want to feel better. And have motivation and have love and have energy. And that's why I came up with the acronym DOSE for exercise. So put this in your back pocket. And when you're contemplating why you're not feeling good, just know that there's this magic pill out there. And summing up with this acronym DOSE, you get your daily dose of the magic pill. And that stands for, D is for dopamine. O is for oxytocin, and that's the community aspect. And the S is serotonin, and E is endorphins and epinephrine. But those are neurotransmitters and hormones. But dopamine is our motivation. Oxytocin is our love. Serotonin is our happiness. And endorphins are our feel-goods, our being out of pain. So all those things are available to you with the right types of exercise and the right dose of exercise. You know, more is not better. I have in all cases, and I have a mantra in the magic pill, you know, everything in moderation, including moderation. And that includes exercise too. So as I mentioned, Julie, you know, is exercising literally, you know, a combined total of 3 30-minute sessions on a good week per week. And she's been able to lose close to 50 pounds. So it's not necessarily the quantity, but it's the quality and the consistency of the time you spend, and then circling that together with the nutrition piece. But since you set it up so well, I want to give everybody, you know, and this is something I was very able to use last summer in my own life when, you know, I give you the short version. I was mountain biking in Colorado, being dedicated to my craft, but I've always been an adrenaline junkie at heart. But since I've been training and my livelihood dependent on it, I forego, you know, opportunities to mountain bike, jump out of planes, motocross.
And you did a bunch of bodybuilding too. So you know what it takes to push your body to the limit.
Yeah. And sacrificing all those things I really loved because of, I love my profession more. But last summer I had the opportunity on a family trip. We were in Colorado. Got to see the Air Force Academy again, and we took a side trip up to Keystone Mountain, and we were up there for a couple of days, and my wife's brother was going mountain biking. I was like, really want to. So I asked my wife if I could, and not that I need permission, but out of respect. We learned that in our investing in our marriage. That she said, okay, but don't get hurt.
And, of course, she had to say that. Yeah.
The jinx was on.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, had nothing to do with the mountain biking. It just had everything to do with a dumb decision. At the end, I did six runs down the mountain, had a blast, and they had kind of a skills park at the bottom, and which the previous five runs I kind of skipped through. And last run, I'm like, you know what? Go back to my motocross days. I'm going to hit that tabletop jump and land perfectly on the backside. And so, long story short, hit that, way overshot the landing ramp, landed, you know, in the valley of between two jumps, 20 foot drop, smashed. Next thing I know, I wake up in the hospital, not knowing what happened, and a long, long, long list of injuries. Fortunate to be alive, but a traumatic brain injury, concussion, broken ribs, a AC grade 5 AC separation, my right shoulder, and then probably the most, the scariest one to me as a trainer was a complete quad tendon rupture. And so I guess a blessing in disguise, my brain was not completely engaged for the first 24 hours. But I was still asking the questions, which I've seen on videos of, are these surgeons good? Are they going to be able to fix me? And so there I was lying in the hospital. And it kind of went through this process, which I call the four O's to grow. And so by this point, I had the surgery. And here's God's sense of humor. If you're going to rip your quad tendon off your patella, why not do it in a place, you know, 20 miles from the hospital that does the most quad tendon repair surgeries in the country? So fortunately, had skilled surgeons there. That were able to put my leg back together. And once that's done, I'm sitting there lying in the hospital bed and kind of contemplating the fork in the road. And I use this point to illustrate back to the power of choice, power of decisions. It would have been very easy for me to look down the woe is me, you know, the left side of the path where, you know, my training career is going to be over. I'm not going to be able to come back from this. You know, it's going to be, my business is going to fail. And, you know, that was very tempting to think that way, but, practicing what I preach and wanted to be a good steward of what I tell my clients, I said, you know, I'm going to take an internal locus of control here and focus on the right path. And that's going to be, I'm going to use this as a triumphant comeback story. Mm-hmm. And hopefully do everything I have given, you know, God's given me the knowledge, tools, and resources to use to come back from this injury, you know, completely. And fortunately, I was able to use technology, use my knowledge, use supplementation and nutrition and rest, recovery, remodeling, repair, all these things and concepts, and honestly came back 100%, 5 months ahead of what the doctors predicted. And even for those of you that lift weights out there or power lifters, you know what a PR is, or CrossFitters. You know, I was able to, at 50 years old, PR my own deadlift 8 months after that accident and lift 560 pounds from the ground to my hip. So that was kind of the day, you know, and I still get emotional thinking about it.
Thank you so much for listening to the Strong by Design podcast. If you're enjoying today's show, please subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Go to strongbydesignpodcast.com. Let's get back to the show.
Yeah, you could have easily just been like, this is it. I'm done.
Yeah.
But you're like, man, I've been preaching this for so long. I this would be horrible for my clients for me to just bow out now and then be like, Matt, what are you doing? But I guarantee there were those days where you did give up with therapy, with trying to get up and straighten your leg and stuff like that, getting in the gym. There was that fear of, I don't want to do this. I am going to quit. But I know and Holly being right by your side, Holly, your wife, and the team that you've created here, the community, nobody would have let you quit.
Right.
And that's the power of community.
Exactly.
Even if you did quit, somebody would be like, no, you're not quitting, Matt. You're not done. Let's get you. And Jason probably was one of the guys and your team here. And the people have
my
had
clients.
Yeah. Even your clients, because they're like, Matt, now we're the trainer and we're the coach and you're our client. You're our friend. And we're going to be right there to pick you up and get you to become triumphant.
Exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up, because of the outreach of support I got from the day I got back home, you know, three, 4 days after the accident, and, you know, people showed up with food and support and drove me to my doctor's appointments. My clients picked me up for their appointments for our health coaching. And it was amazing to be on the receiving end of the power of that community. And so through that process, and looking back and reflecting on it, as I was creating, had the Magic Pill, which is kind of a book that can take people through the transformation process. But I want to create an online program that would, even on a deeper level through video and all the tools that you can use the internet for, and digital downloads, to give people even a deeper dive resource. And the first module, or first 7 days of that, is all on mindset, which we've talked a lot about here. And like you mentioned, Todd Durkin, the mindset maniac, or the mind right maniac, if he listened to this, you know, you can, Todd, you've been inspiring me in so many ways, but the mindset, the power of the mind. So I came up with this 4 O's to grow. And so if you're struggling with an obstacle in your life, whether it's financial or you're at your job and you're just like, you know, it's not the why that you have put on, you know, been put on the planet for, or you're struggling with your health, or you're struggling in your marriage or other relationships. All those are kind of obstacles that are staring you, you know, in the face. And so coming up with this system, I'm going to give you kind of the quick version, but it's 4 O's. The first is observe. And that is just kind of looking at the situation, all the components related to why it happened. And then, like in my mountain biking accident, you know, I had to observe and take to note that, you know, take back that decision to do something I really loved and gave me so much fulfillment. You know, you observe the situation from kind of a neutral perspective and take notes and look at all the circumstances around it. And the second O, and this one's the hardest, and this really plays out, and I see it all the time in relationships and also with people's health, is ownership. And I like to actually say, own your, you know, 4-letter word that rhymes with hit. But ownership, or own your stuff, but own your part of it. And that's where we're so ego driven, and part of me evolving over time, and my ego rears its head all the time, and I have to, you know, get in the word and push it back down. But I had to own the fact that I decided to take that jump, and had I not, you know, things would have turned out very differently. And in relationships and arguments, you know, it's so, we want to blame everybody else, but own your piece of that. And as a result of that, you know, maybe you'll apologize in a relationship, to use that. The third O, once you've owned your piece of the situation you're in, is the overcoming process. And this is where you're going to, you know, what situation it is, you need to find a benchmark of somebody or a system that has overcome that. And if it's health related, obviously, working with a health coach that has a system. If it's relationship driven, maybe you go through a marriage intensive, or a marriage workshop, or a marriage weekend. And my wife and I invest every year. We commit to investing at least, you know, 1 weekend into some type of marriage workshop. And, you know, that's paying dividends now, as we have learned to communicate better. So you find your benchmark to help you overcome. And then the final O is onward, moving onward and not looking back. And, you know, and so one of the things I do as a health coach, from day one, is people are so relentless to beat themselves up, you know, just self limiting thinking. And so we have to move on from that, and this, that mindset shift, move on to forward directions, and not, you want to learn from your past, learn from mistakes, but even better, learn from the mistakes of others so you don't make those mistakes. And that's where having great mentors and great coaches has paid off in my life. And, you know, that's kind of the process. Don't look back. And I know I keep going back to relationships, but I think it's something most people can relate to. But, you know, one of the things I'm thankful with my wife is when we have a struggle in our relationship and we work through it, and using this system actually works great in our relationship, is that one of the things I've always been thankful on, she never, ever brings up something from the past, regurgitates it, or said, you always do this or always do that. Once we move on, we're on, and it never comes up again. And and that's a great lesson everybody can learn. Once you move on from a situation, you know, don't look back, and hopefully don't make that same mistake again, or, you know, face the same obstacle again.
Yeah. And you can apply all of what you just said to fitness in it by itself, is that we have a relationship with fitness, whether we want to pursue it or not. But at the end of the day, we need to pursue physical fitness just because of it's our health that we're talking about. It's super important to integrate all components of wellness and health, from nutrition to sleep to stress management to hydration to exercise, but the right exercise. Everything has to work together, but you also have to approach everything with the right mindset.
Thank you so much for listening to the Strong by Design podcast. If you find our show helpful in any way, please let us know by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. Go to strongbydesignpodcast.com. Your review will help us reach more listeners and continue to change lives. Let's get back to the show.
I say you've perfected the system, the formula to getting the magic pill into the hands that people desperately that they need. And you've recently you've been hard at work creating your new, I don't want to call it a manual, but it is a manual. It's a guide. It's a life process. How would you describe it?
I'd describe it as the FTS, the Forever Transformation System. And the perfect analogy in God's beautiful nature is the caterpillar. Like, with the right tools, you know, we're going to take you from a caterpillar, you know, walking on the ground through the process of change called metamorphosis. And, you know, that's when you apply the tools and apply a system, and then ultimately, you know, transform into this beautiful butterfly. And unlike a lot of quick fix type programs, where you lose the weight, gain it back, lose the weight, gain the back, as far as weight loss goes, like a butterfly can never go back to being a caterpillar. We want you to have that forever transformation. So using, again, the 20 plus years of doing this in the real world, and something I will plan to do my entire life, because that's what really is so passionate for me, getting to work with people face to face. But I also wanted to extend the reach to people that I don't get to see. And obviously there's only so many hours in the day, but so we kind of created this system. It's based on 6 modules, and it's packed with a lot of information. And for the overachievers out there, you know, you could binge watch everything in there and get through it. But that's not the intent. It's more, you know, in 6 days you could do that. But, you know, or 6 weeks if you did a daily video once a day. It's, you know, 42 downloadable videos and content. But, you know, I'd rather somebody work through it over 6 months and really get something out of it. And it's kind of the 6 module system. The first, which we talked so much about, in mindset, you know, work through those 7 days. And then the second goes into movement and explains all the ins and outs of exercise. And there's some volume of exercise or quantities of certain types of exercise that might be, you know, inflammatory or detrimental to your health long term. And obviously the right dose and types of exercise are going to make a huge difference in your results. And so the second week kind of talks about that. And the third goes into nutrition. And I know for a lot of you out there, if you spend 5 minutes on the internet researching nutrition, it is a very confusing landscape. Mm-hmm. And that's why I always put things through 4 filters when I look at nutritional information. One is the insulinogenic effect of a food or a nutrient or a meal. And, you know, what is it going to do to our insulin levels? Number two, what's it going to do related to inflammation? Number three, what's it going to do related to oxidation in the body? And then finally, what's the nutrient quality of the food versus its calories? And so if you put things through those 4 filters, it really gets kind of simple. And so I kind of teach people how to do that. And so you can come up with your own nutrition plan. But I'll give you a quick, easy takeaway. If you take the fluff out of any diet, it's going to be successful. Eat whole foods. And you know, by fluff, you think of what's fluffy, you know, fluffy white donuts and marshmallows, biscuits and marshmallows and all the things that we know aren't necessarily best for us. But put those through those 4 filters and it becomes obvious. And then 4th module is supplementation. A lot of information out there, things that literally can help you. And unfortunately, the nutrient quality of our food is degrading with global agriculture. You know, I just heard the other day on a nutrition podcast, Doctor's Pharmacy with Dr. Mark Hyman, the original functional medicine doctor, was just talking about how most of the apples we eat were picked 8 to 9 months ago.
They sit in a silo.
They're sitting in bins coming on a freight ship. They spray them with wax to stop the oxidation. So it's crazy. So the reality is they did a study of broccoli for whatever reason. A piece of broccoli today compared to one in 1963 was a study, only has 13% of the nutrients of the broccoli from 1963. So you'd have to eat almost 9 times as much broccoli today to get the same nutrients. So that just makes the case for appropriate supplementation so you don't have nutrient deficiencies, which unfortunately, myself included.
You know, we all have some deficiencies.
And I got tested 1.5 years ago and I had some critical deficiencies and I eat pretty good. So I had to start strategically supplementing. So that's, you know, the 4th module. And then 5th is stress and recovery and sleep and learning about sleep hygiene and techniques to form a sleep routine and improve the quality of your sleep. And again, it doesn't always necessarily mean quantity, it's more quality. You can get 4 to 5 quality hours that would trump, you know, 7 to 8 crappy hours of, you know, sleeping with a dog that's constantly waking you up throughout the night can be a bad strategy for quality sleep. And then finally, the last module is about being limitless and the access today to nootropics, you know, stuff that we can do to enhance our cognitive function and smart drugs, legal smart drugs. You know, we get into that so you can improve your cognitive function, improve your quality of life, and also a big piece on longevity. So most of the things I tell my clients in health coaching, I say, what I'm giving to you is a longevity plan. The side effect is weight loss. Mm-hmm. And so when you achieve your weight, the plan doesn't change. And that's why, getting back to your question, I call it the forever transformation system. So it's not a diet you're on for 6 weeks or 30 days. It's a life plan. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that you're going to adjust is the calories. And we, you know, it does incorporate, you know, popular things today of intermittent fasting. There's some great science on that. Carb cycling and even on the more technical side, protein fasting. So really gets pretty deep on that, but it keeps it at a basic level, easy to follow. I call it actually the KISS plan, keto induction, stupid simple. And keto is a confusing topic. If you're a doctor listening to this, you may be guilty of this. Don't get ketosis confused with ketoacidosis, which happens a lot, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in order to lose weight, you know, you have to create the process of ketosis in the body and produce ketones. There's just no funny story. One of my clients I started with and we say, well, this is a ketogenic phase of this process. And she went to her doctor and said, you know, we're going to do a keto diet. And he's like, oh, that'll destroy your liver and your kidneys. And that goes back to ketoacidosis, which is from type 1 diabetes, very different. But that same doctor told her to lose weight. And I told her, I said, you know, it's impossible to lose weight without ketosis. There's no ways around it other than liposuction. I always get that, you know, it's kind of humorous in some ways and scary in others. But we do have to be our own advocates for our own health now. And like you said, you can learn almost anything on the internet, which is good and bad. You can be really confused, especially with nutrition. So go back to those four filters. And but anyway, that whole system, if you work through it 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years, whatever, it's going to be a resource to really help in so many areas of your life.
Yeah, it sounds like a Triumph University.
Exactly.
With Professor Matt O'Brien, and he's teaching you at your pace. Yeah, I mean, the Sistine Chapel wasn't painted in one night or 1 week. Some of the best artwork in the world, the wonders of the world, the pyramids were not built in a short period of time. It took years and decades and teams upon teams and failures and some successes. I mean, it takes a while to get the final product, but the sooner you start, the quicker you're going to get to, I don't want to call it the finish line because death is the ultimate finish line, but you're going to be as healthy. And we called it compressed morbidity, is living a healthier life all the way up until the day you take your last breath. You don't want to be bedridden in the last 30 years of your life. You want to be mountain biking down a Colorado mountain at age 95. And that's when you take your last breath, is doing something that you're able to do physically. And so your system gets people not only physically healthy, but mentally healthy, which will ripple into all areas of life.
Absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head. Just throw out a cool, you know, lifespan is basically how long you live, but 20 years of that may be in a nursing home. What kind of the community is going to now is calling it health span, which is a better indicator. And that's the amount of years you live a healthy life. You can still do the things that you enjoy doing. And so the number two predictors of health span and longevity are strength is number one and lean mass is number two. And I know your company Critical Bench puts out a lot of great content on how to improve in those areas. And that's a lot of what we do locally here at our fitness facility and in our training programming, as well as in my health coaching. I'm really giving people the tools. And I just saw this in some research yesterday that if you've lived a sedentary lifestyle, don't let that, again, move onward. Don't let that be self-limiting and be like, oh, it's too late for me. It's not. You know, this was people in their 60s. They found through 12 weeks of programmed exercise could get back 75% in 12 weeks, 75% of the lean mass they lost in, you know, those years of a sedentary lifestyle. So invest the 12 weeks, fast forward, and, you know, you're so far, you know, that investment, it's never too late. And like I said, that nursing home study, you know, and the people in their 90s, you know, don't wait. You know, if this is hitting home, if one person listening to this takes an action step to move forward and get help and get some coaching, you know, invest the time. If you have a limited time, resistance training and high intensity interval training, learn what those are, get a coach to teach you. And, you know, those things, quality, are going to give you a big bang for your buck, a big return on your time investment, however you want to look at it. Those are the, you know, two things that are going to have a great return. And then if you have more time than that and you get into low intensity, steady state training, great for your cardiovascular health and circulation and recovery and nutrient delivery to your muscles. So it's all part of the system. And, you know, just, but you have to be realistic. If you don't have 3-4 hours a week, like my client, Julie, 30 minutes, three times a week, and she's getting phenomenal results.
It's better than nothing. It's that $5 a month will compound over time and get you to where you need to be. So I know you're a very humble guy, and I want to definitely, I want to drive as many eyes and ears into the Triumph Nation. So how can somebody get connected with you? How can they learn, or where can they learn more information on the FTS program?
Thank you for that. First off, the magic pill, the book, if you're a reader and you like to hold things, you got like that visceral book and you want to take notes, that is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and other book retailers. But and I don't know if there are any more these days. But so that resource is always available. And we've created kind of Triumph Nation is kind of what I envision as the umbrella for all things Triumph, and whether it's Triumph Fitness, Triumph Nutrition, or the Forever Transformation System. So TriumphNation.com, remember the Triumph spelled with the Y, because the Y in Triumph is you. And so that's going to be our central website to have all things that we're doing as we grow and evolve, and that's part of my process too, is as I learn, grow and evolve and bring on additional resources, we'll have access to them, you know, to live there. And the idea is that is like creating that community, not just locally but nationally and internationally, of people that want to be overcomers, that want to not, you know, want help. And my vision there is to create through the ripple effect, through Facebook and other resources online, a community of people that can share with each other and communicate and talk through struggles, share recipes. So that's part of it too. So all things with our social media will live on there. We have Instagram, we have Facebook, and part of our FTS system, we'll have a Facebook community where, you know, over the years, I would hope evolves into a place where people can get help and have accountability. And if they are, you know, living a life of, you know, kind of all by themselves, or they don't have that supportive relationship.
A family, yeah.
You know, don't have a family. Please, you know, I want that to be your family. And that's actually what we say here at Triumph, is that, you know, we are family, and that's what it's all about: faith, family, fitness, and finances. It's kind of the four F's, mm-hmm, that in that order. But you know, that's kind of what we'll be, is our clearinghouse, and that adds access to all of our other individual websites and social media pages.
Cool. And if somebody is in the Largo, St. Pete, Tampa Bay area,
oh yeah,
definitely drop in. And please, I mean, don't call, just drop in, you know, give Matt a call, or check out his class schedule or whatever, prearrange it. Cause you do a bunch of group classes, boot camp style, CrossFit style, HIIT, high intensity interval training style.
Catered to all walks,
beginners. And I can attest to this: beginners, advanced, elite, old, young, you name it, they've been through these doors and they've sweat on those floors. So Matt has seen them all and welcomes all. So again, yep, if you're definitely in the Clearwater area, please stop in, let them know that you listen to this podcast. And if you're going to pursue this FTS, the transformation system, let us know, let Matt know that you heard this information through the podcast, and maybe he'll cut you a little break.
Hey, can we set up a link for people, for your listeners?
We've
done it before.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll get that out there.
I'll give a special discount if you listen to this and it had impact. Maybe in the show notes, we can put a link for a discount off that FTS.
Yeah, that'd be great. So, Matt, I appreciate everything that you shared with me and our listeners. And I'm just excited for what the future holds for you. And I know God's going to do great things, triumphant things here, right here in Clearwater, Largo area. So, again, appreciate your time and the passion that you have to changing lives. So
thank you so much for what you guys do, and love the name Strong by Design. And actually my next book, which God knows when it's going to be done, but we did the research. It's going to be called Strong is Young. Nice. And on the longevity piece. But I really appreciate being here and having a great conversation with you.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, listener. Have an incredible day, and we will catch you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening to the Strong by Design podcast. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe so that more people can find out about our show. Plus, you don't want to miss any future episodes with the amazing guests and topics we have lined up for you.